We talk a lot about heroes and people that make the world a lot better place. And Tyler, because of this lady on the phone now, we are in a much better place than we ever would have been. Grady Sports Professor Vicky Michaelis. Good morning, Professor Michaelis.
Good morning. You're not supposed to make me choke up before I start talking.
Well, Tyler had a very important question earlier. He said, is there anything that he and I could do, whether it be on air this morning or even in our conversation right now, that could maybe go retro affect our grades? Can you lower those, or are we locked in for life now with what we accomplished at Grady Sports?
Want lower grades? I think you're locked in. I mean,
good.
Logan, you know, I told you guys so many times in this business, the grades just don't matter.
Thank goodness for that.
That's good, because every time I make an AP style mistake on like a tweet or something, I'm afraid you're going to DM me and say I have like a C in Grady Sports now.
We won't revoke your sports media certificate. There's no backlash coming at all.
Okay, good.
Well, we certainly appreciate you joining us this morning, talking just a little bit about the crazy, crazy world that we're in right now. When Tyler and I both came up through the program, I guess, for lack of better term, it was very chalk. There was a lot of nothing crazy happened. Now, I was in your class when Todd Gurley got suspended, and you kind of challenged us to say, hey, if anybody can figure out what's going on, because nobody in the world knows right now, that would certainly reflect very well on your ability to get things out of Grady Sports. But no one was able to crack that code. But nothing Tyler and I did can pale in comparison to what the class right now is going through with this coronavirus shutdown and just the whole sports world getting rattled. But obviously in the sports media world, I think that only turns it up a notch, where now those stories need to be found and told in a much more creative way. So what just the 1,000-foot view, what was it like for your students and just your curriculum when all of this really hit the fan back in mid-March?
I think initially there was a reaction of, well, what are we going to do now?
Right.
There are no sports. And you guys heard this from me too many times. Probably it was a perfect teachable moment for me, where I was able to say, look, do you know how many times we've talked about how there are so many stories away from what happens on the field? And we're now in a space where not just the starters, not just the top performers, but every single person on the roster has a story, because they all had hopes, dreams, all of those things get torn out from under them. So let's go find those. So if anything, there are more stories to tell right now. Unfortunately, I don't think a lot of the money people at a lot of these media outlets see that. So you're seeing a lot of sports reporters get laid off and a lot of budgets cut and that sort of thing. But I think more than ever, people are really wanting what sports brings us,
right,
which is brings us together. And you want to read about what some of these athletes are doing, what some of these coaches are doing. You know, think about how viral that went when Kirby Smart's kid showed up in his interview. I mean, you know, everybody's kid has showed up in their interview at some point on Zoom, and that was the one that everybody connected with. So
right. It
just shows how important it still is to all of us.
You mentioned the layoffs, and typically when you have a group of graduating seniors, you have a ton of them like, oh, they're going to work for this sports outlet, that sports outlet. It seems like for the most part, a lot of them have their paths and directions they're going to be going. What advice did you have to give to your graduating seniors this time around that are going into the world of sports media while it's currently on a freeze right now?
I have just had I don't want to be Pollyanna with them. I want to be as honest and as candid as I can be. Obviously, we're in a very uncertain time, so there's no certainties I can give them. I just tell them we're in a holding pattern. We all know that sports will be back. We see some very powerful forces trying to make that happen as safely as possible. And so, you know, I know the jobs will be there. I know the market will open back up. It is not something where you're looking at it and going, well, is that retail outlet going to survive? Is this going to survive? Is that going to survive? We know they'll be back. And so it's a matter of waiting it out. And obviously it's very difficult when you've gone through your whole life waiting for that time when you finally walk away from college and you walk right into your job, your life. And unfortunately for this class, there's going to be some waiting.
Speaking with, and make sure I'm saying this right, Ms. Vicky, the John Hooland Carmichael Chair, Professor Vicky Michaelis. Did I do that well?
That is correct. As you've probably heard me say, Logan, my title tends to be longer than some USA Today stories I used to write.
And as long as that's not your full byline on any article you write, that might be a little bit lengthy.
Like,
no, but we just have to acknowledge the people who
make it possible. That's right.
And we promise we're going to spell your name right when we're putting this up on our website later.
That's excellent, because that might you revoke your certificate.
There was an entity that did spell your name wrong, and it went on national television, and that sat wrong with a lot of us that were in Grady Sports.
Yes, that was interesting, wasn't it? Yes.
It was still
trying to figure out who to contact in the hierarchy there to let them know.
It was still a great cameo in what I thought was a fantastic biography. Tyler's referring to the Saturdays in the South on the SEC Network, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and it was obviously a pleasant surprise when, hey, there's my professor right there talking about a lot of this stuff. So, and then we, with the name misspelled, we are going to fail somebody over there, but it was still a very well done documentary. As far as what the kids in Grady Sports get to accomplish, now Tyler and I came up, I guess Tyler more recently, but since I've left, you guys have done nothing but snowball and grow bigger and bigger and more acclaimed in the sports media, you know, teaching world. But there's a lot of opportunities, some of the graduating class, as you're highlighting them through the social media. A lot of their favorite memories were like the Super Bowl media day. I know a few lucky people were able to go cover some Olympics. What are some of these big things that you guys are able to set up some of the students right now with?
Well, we're very fortunate that, you know, we came from industry, so we have these connections. So Daryl Ledbetter, who mm-hmm. writes for the AJC, covers the Falcons, was able to connect us with that Super Bowl Media Day opportunity last year. I was the Olympics writer for USA Today, so still have some connections there and have been able to get some students to the Olympics and the Paralympics. We were, in fact, scheduled to take a group of 13 students to the Paralympics this year, and that, of course, is going to be on hold for a year. So we're just really lucky that, A, we have the connections, and, B, the people in the industry are really receptive to us giving these students this opportunity. And really what we want is for them to just get out there and do it. You guys know this. We don't spend a lot of time talking about things in the classroom. We just say, let's go do it, and then let's break it down after.
Right.
Something really cool that came out last week, Taylor Maggiore, who I got to work with a lot and got to know when I was in Grady Sports, who now works at ESPN, revealed that she had set up a scholarship for women in sports media at the University of Georgia, and she just graduated a couple months ago. But what does it mean to not only the program, but you as a professor, Dr. Suggs, Carlo, and D-Led, to have one of your former students that's enjoying that much success, so willing and ready to give back to the program, and that quickly, too?
That just meant the absolute world to us, to have her do that, to want to do that so quickly, as you say. And I think, you know, it inspired us within the program, just the faculty, to be like, we got to match how awesome our students are, and we got to be better every day. And it is just great to have that. And then to know that she's already looking and saying, hey, you know, I got some help to get here, and I'm going to reach back right away and help. And I just love that we have that ethos in our program, and I don't know, it made my whole year, I would say.
Professor, now that back to the whole coronavirus deal and how the students are learning, it's certainly been a curveball thrown their way with what they've had to just adapt to the curriculum and working from home and finding those stories. But let me ask some of your expertise. You've covered sports for quite a while in your profession as well. What do you think needs to happen? I know it's nothing in the world but speculation at this point, but what do we need to see as a society to maybe get things back to a normal level? And I know we're getting to a point where some decisions are going to have to be made sooner rather than later, as tough as they may be regarding the football season. But what is it going to take to get sports back, in your opinion, to normalcy, hopefully by fall?
Testing. Yeah, it's got to come down to that, where not only can the athletes and the support staff and the coaches and everybody who is involved with a sports event get tested day of, so everybody knows that everybody there on the field is safe to be around, but certainly if you're going to have fans back in the stands, there has to be testing. And that, of course, you know, comes before the vaccine. If a vaccine comes soon, mm-hmm. if there's a miracle vaccine, that, of course, is the ultimate answer. But I think it's going to be, you know, from everything I'm seeing and reading, everything we're all seeing and reading, it's going to be some time. And until then, we're just going to need the testing. I don't think that fans are going to feel, I mean, there will be some fans who are going to feel like they just want to go out there, but I don't think all the fans are going to feel safe until they know that right. the test is there and that they're reliable.
Well, and with that, how much do you think it's going to change how media is going to be covering events? Obviously, me and Logan have been to countless events, you know, with the credentials sitting there in the press box, watching it take place in front of us. Now you're talking about having to cover things from home. Maybe you do get to go to the event, but you have a limited access. How creative are sports media people going to have to be going forward until we do get back to that sense of 100% normalcy?
Just building on what you just said there, Tyler, I think there's going to be some limited access. There will be limited credentials given for the actual game. There will probably be remote, you might see Zoom post-game press conferences so that people who are covering from home can do that. The folks that are at the game will be socially distanced. You will not have those groups of photographers on the sidelines or in the end zone. The press box, you'll have to sit, you know, 6 feet away from everybody else, so of course you're not going to be able to fit as many folks in there. So I think it's going to be there's going to be some hard decisions that they're going to have to make about who gets credentials, who gets access to a lot of the remote stuff. I think it can be done, but it's going to be very difficult to make some decisions about who gets what access.
Have you guys had to make any decisions or any, protocol thinking ahead to the next class? Because when fall rolls around, you got a whole new crop of freshmen at the University of Georgia and another great esports class that'll be starting their journey. Have you guys given any sort of thought as to what that may look like, even though no decisions have really been made yet?
One thing we've already done is we normally teach sports broadcast and production in the fall, and mm-hmm. that is based on covering high school football. And we called an audible about 4 weeks ago. We said, nope, we're going to have to move that to spring next year just because we don't want to rely on high school football being back in the fall. So we moved all of those students to the spring, and we're going to, a class that we normally teach fall and spring, we're going to move both those sections to the fall, and we've already started making some plans for putting that all online if we need to.
I don't know if you've gotten a chance to see it yet. I recorded something for you guys because this is graduation week, and you guys are very proud of a new crop of Grady Sports students that are about to be Grady Sports alumni here in the next couple of days. But I recorded a very 1990s Bulls announcer introducing you, Carlo, and Professor Suggs. Have you got a chance to listen to that yet for what you guys are going to be working with?
Love it.
My voice is still a little raspy trying to imitate that guy, by the way.
Logan, you know I covered the NBA in the 90s. And,
right.
It took me right back, man.
Good. Well, speaking of that real quick, this is a very big week, as I just mentioned. A lot of now turning into Grady Sports alums. What are you guys going to be able to do, and how is graduation going to look like? Because I know you took us all out to dinner when we were allowed to see each other. Back in the good old days, I guess you can call them, but this graduation is going to look a lot different this week.
It is. So tonight at 6 p.m., mm-hmm. we are hosting Grady Sports Last Take. It's a little bit of a twist on First Take. Last Take Watch Party.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
We're going to live stream that on YouTube, and then we're going to invite our graduating students to watch it on a Zoom call together. And honestly, anyone could be in the watch party, so I'm hoping that we get some alumni, hint, hint.
Well, I'm there. Tyler and I are both there, we promise.
I'm totally down.
We have some pre-recorded segments, including your very awesome introduction and some alumni messages and some other surprises we have up our sleeve, and then there will be segments of it that are also live from my backyard.
Awesome. I love to hear it. While we have just a couple of minutes, we got to get out of here in just a second, but you mentioned you covered a lot of the NBA back in the 90s, and I know for me as a child, this documentary, The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, is a nostalgic trip down memory lane. I'll just put you on the spot. Is Michael Jordan the greatest player that's ever played the game? Can we end that debate right now from Professor Michaelis?
I've always thought that.
Me too.
And this is a debate I've had with students over the years.
I'm sure.
And really what it comes down to is they didn't get to see him play live. Mm-hmm. like they're getting to see LeBron and Curry, and I mean there are some amazing players right now, but Jordan still to this day in my mind is the top.
It's hard to get. I've had that stance for a long time because I got to see him when I was younger. And also, I think, in my opinion, a lot of the social media available today, I think because it wasn't available back when Michael Jordan, that makes him more of a legend than had he been readily available the entire time. So I think this modern era of media might actually dilute some of the superstardom as opposed to what Michael Jordan had, is that was people lining the streets just to get a glimpse of him from somewhere.
I couldn't agree more on that. Yeah. I think, you know, I have memories of watching him play. I covered the Denver Nuggets. Mm-hmm. Terrible. At the time I covered them. And so it wasn't like Jordan had to bring his A game, but I can tell you that it was difficult for me sometimes to, like, focus on my job and not just
right.
watch Jordan, because it was amazing to see him playing.
Well, I was going to say, for somebody like me that wasn't really alive during the Jordan era, I've learned so much from just these couple of episodes of The Last Dance. Yeah, I've known he's been a great basketball player, but learning more about him as a person and just seeing his dominance, not quite firsthand, but in the way they've been portraying it, just like has really opened my eyes a lot to just how remarkable he was.
It was special.
I think the effect he had on his teammates, and that's not to say that today's big stars don't have a huge influence on their teammates also, but Jordan had an effect of, you know, you either hang with me or we're not going. And that was so powerful when you look at the teammates he had and the pieces that they put together.
The John Hooland Carmichael Chair in Sports Journalism, Professor Vicki Michaelis from the Grady Sports at the Grady College of Journalism. That is a mouthful of a byline, by the way. But we can't thank you enough for joining us. Always a treat for me and Tyler to talk to you whenever that may be, especially live on air, and certainly give our best, and I will be tuning in tonight. But this class has gone through so much with this coronavirus, and I honestly believe it's going to make them better in the long run for it, and send our congratulations to them, and we'll certainly have you on again as the summer goes on, and maybe we'll get more questions answered as to what sports media would look like. We always love having you on air.
Wonderful to be here. This has felt like a family call. So
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll talk to you again very soon. Thanks for your time this morning.
Take care.
All right, bye. Professor Vicki Michaelis, one of the better people on earth, Tyler.
We didn't drop our grades either.
Didn't
so we're
drop
doing
our
good.
Grades are still what they are. Now, I'm not going to say what mine is, but it passed.
We should have asked her who the better student was.
That's what I'm talking about. Maybe next time we'll get that debate rolling. No, I can't stress it enough. This class, not just Grady Sports, but the entire University of Georgia and everywhere, has gone through so much. Mm-hmm. And wish nothing but the best. I'll be tuning in tonight to the Grady Sports graduation. Can't wait for that.
Absolutely. Me too. That's going to be really neat.
Appreciate her time. Tyler, let's take our final break. We'll come back and put the finishing touches on this edition of The Morning Show. Thanks for listening right here on 960 The Ref.